All right, let's check in Delta County for your deer hunters. Want to give a call today to Ben at Lake Michigan Armory and see what's going on with the rut report and see what kind of cool products as well as things that are tough to get for you rifle hunters this year. We'll check in on some ammo. So here we go, dialing up Ben at Lake Michigan Armory in Escanaba.
Lake Michigan Armory.
Hey, Ben, it's Adam from the Outdoor Show. You got time to chat today?
Sure. What's on?
I thought I'd give you a call, just check in and see what you're hearing from customers and friends in your network of hunters down in Delta County. Hearing that scrapes and rubs are showing up, pre-rut activity. What's going on in Delta?
There's been good luck with a few bucks that I've heard. The thing that I have been hearing is it seems like they've been a little bit smaller than previous years, but good numbers at least, so that's a good sign.
Really? You're hearing good numbers. That's encouraging.
Yeah, I mean, as far as depending on what their definition of smaller is, I mean, just having more numbers is good enough for me right now.
Sure. Well, I'm wondering if you've heard anything worth talking about trophy-wise?
Not that. No, I haven't heard it. Well, the only thing I heard was one guy, he saw what he considered the biggest buck that he's ever seen, but he had a bag of apples in his hand, and he couldn't get his crossbow up in time.
Oh, boy.
So that's as close as a trophy as I've heard.
Well, that'll keep you coming back, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that's going to keep him going back over and over and over again.
Those bucks haunt you in your dreams for a long time.
Yep, big time.
Are you hearing about any rubs and scrapes?
Not so much on that front, no. Just that the number of deer has been pretty good, and that's kind of surprising, actually. Considering that it's been kind of down recently.
Well, it's good to hear that the southern UP is still, reporting some decent numbers.
Yeah, and I think once it gets a little bit colder, that should hopefully bring some of the bigger ones out, to their hiding spots. So.
Well, good. Getting ready for the rut to start here. I would say next week we probably are going to start seeing those signs of, chasing does and whatnot. Do you have any products in your store that you'd like people to know you have? Any scents, things like that?
We don't really have a lot in the way of scents and things like that. We have corn here now, and we have some other feed type things, some different kind of mineral blocks, mm-hmm. stuff like that. We have some scent away things to kind of mask your scent, and we have just some of the typical, like your tank scents. But not like a big selection of what's out there.
Okay.
We just don't have enough room to have everything in this store.
Sure.
We have a little bit of stuff. We have a pretty good selection of a lot of the other stuff that goes along with it, but Sense is one that we're a little bit light on right now.
And we'll get back to this conversation with Ben at Lake Michigan Armory and chat more about ammunition, specifically what's been tough to get and what he's carrying this year to get your rifle sighted in. And maybe try something different this year. So stay tuned for part two coming up in our next Outdoor Report right here on The Outdoor Show.